It's a very, very sad story indeed. I was going to say for the people of Port Douglas, it's for people across, well, Queensland and the world to a certain extent. The Far North dining community is in mourning after the passing of one of the scene's true giants. Tributes are pouring in for Tony Sassi, founder of Italian favourite Sassi La Cucina and Bar, who's being remembered as a pioneer, a true gentleman and a character of the Port Douglas restaurant game after his sad death, aged 79. Mr. Sassi and his wife Di opened their first eatery in the tourism town back in 1988 at Island Point. People listening to this will remember it was up on the hill looking westward, so the sunsets were just magnificent. The food was beyond description good. And people from every corner of the world, Hollywood superstars used to go up there for privacy and the best food and the best views and the best service, politicians of every ilk, premiers and prime ministers included, sporting stars. It just went on and on. I mean, one of the most regular visitors to Sassy's was John Farnham, and he'd get up and sing. He'd get up from the table and go and sing a song, and Tony would get up and sing with him. It was a dream come true for a lot of people. It goes on to say Mr. Sassi and his wife Di opened their first eatery in 88, Island Point, before moving to the current Macrossan Street location. In 2001, Mrs. Sassi said her husband lived with all his heart, and above all, he did it his way. He loved, he sang, he cooked, he danced, he lived. And she went on to say, I've lost my beautiful partner in life and in business. Now, Tourism Port Douglas and Daintree boss Tara Bennett said Mr. Sassi's impact on the region had been profound. So I just put a call through to Tara, Executive Officer Tourism Port Douglas, Daintree. Tara, good morning.
Good morning, John. Very, what beautiful memories you've just shared.
Very sad news, isn't it?
Oh, it's incredibly sad. It really is. I mean, Tony was, just such a man full of vitality, and he brought so much to our dining scene.
Do you know, I'm just thinking back years ago, being up there for a very important birthday, and he got up with his father and sang those Italian songs and brought the house down. You know, it was just a wonderful experience.
Yeah, exactly. A man full of character and just, you know, the epitome of hospitality, not just exquisite food, but that in the atmosphere that they've created with their restaurants over the years.
Funny, I don't know actors that much from Hollywood, but from time to time people say, oh, guess who was up there last night? And John Farnham was back again this week like he was last week. I mean, people went there, they were addicted to his food and the whole experience, weren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got lots of fabulous eateries and many famous for different reasons, but I think Sassi's has always been that discreet venue that the famous and fabulous always flocked to. And the food, you know, it had people coming back again and again. So it will be felt not just in our community but around the world, because we had so many repeat visitors who would, you know, make a beeline for Sassi.
I just remembered a funny event many years ago, because Wayne Goss was then alive and the Premier was sitting there at a table in Sassi's up on the hill. And I remember him saying, oh, no, I can't have a drink. I've got to make a speech at 5 o'clock in Townsville this afternoon, so I can't drink any alcohol. And he tasted Tony's, you know, that carpaccio, the seafood carpaccio he made.
Salmon carpaccio.
It was his signature. He said, Wayne Goss tasted it. Wayne tasted it and said, I'll bring the wine out. For God's sake, we'll have to stay longer now. And he sent the chauffeur back to the car, and he stayed on for another hour and a half or something. I think he probably was a bit tiddly when he made the speech. But I mean, that was the magnetic quality of the experience of Sassi's restaurant.
Oh, absolutely! And those dishes, they are absolutely incredible. They just change you. I'm obviously a big fan of Sassi's food, and they have a fantastic team there. So I know that legacy will continue.
Well, I'm glad you've said that, because this is important. I shouldn't be mentioning this because Bill didn't allow me to mention it, but I will anyway. Bill Conway, who's got Salsa. Now, Bill and Tony were best of friends, and they were always together talking about their ideas of cooking and having fun, and they had similar sense of humour, etc. And Bill shared with me some months ago, he said, when Tony goes, and we've been talking about this, I promised him I will include on the menu, in memory of Tony, that signature dish, that seafood carpaccio, so it'll live on in Tony's memory.
Oh, you've made my day. Excellent. That and the Fruta de Mare, I think, yeah. Oh gosh, so many of us speak yeah. about them far and wide. And the restaurant has been closed for over a month because of the water leak they had. So we'll see what happens. But well, they did have an excellent team.
I think it'll open up again because Dive said mm-hmm. to me at some stage recently, look, the staff have all been mentored by Tony. They've been taught his skills. He's passed them on to the staff. So she's still enthusiastic about the prospects of Sassy's restaurant reopening in just a few weeks.
They really have been a very stable team for many, many years now. So they know it back to front, and they will hopefully carry the tradition on because it's not just the incredible food, but it is the hospitality that's provided with Di leading the team.
All right, Tara. Sad day, but thanks for talking today.
Thanks, John. That was a beautiful tribute. I really appreciate
your
work.
That's Tara Bennett, Executive Officer, Tourism Port Douglas, Daintree, with the time now on 10 to 11.